We're looking back at 2018 and ahead, of course, to the new year. And for many businesses and charities, it's been quite a year. Now, we're chatting with many of the chief execs, the presidents of some of the UK's and indeed the world's leading sight loss charities. And what about some of the businesses making a huge difference to things like independent mobility, better customer service for people with disabilities? Well, we thought we'd catch up with Neatbox, who will, I suppose, we've really been following since the very, very, very beginning. Is that right, Gavin?
Yeah, I think we've been walking step in step. that's the way I think of it anyway. I love talking with you guys, and I'm sure any regular listeners will know who we are.
Well, if we go back way back in Edinburgh, when you were telling me about the idea for Neatbox, I think we were talking about Button, which is the app that helps people activate crossings without having to struggle to find the buttons.
It's a while back now, but you know on Facebook where it says, this is what happened so many years ago, loved a thing on Facebook popped up the other day, and it said, in 2014, or whatever it was, you were nominated for such and such an award with Guide Dogs for the Blind for your pedestrian crossing, and the award was sponsored by Microsoft. And then, of course, just recently, we were up against Microsoft for a technology solution. So, I love looking back sometimes and seeing how far we've come.
We mentioned Button, of course, but there's the Welcome app as well, which is there to improve customer service, you know, for the service provider and for the disabled customer. So, you know, apps are the way to go. Technology is really now coming into its own as a leveller.
Yeah, no, I nearly totally agree with you, but you don't just throw something at a problem and expect it to stick. You've got to design from the point of view of the app actually doing something, because you give somebody an app and it's no use to them and they go, yeah, okay, whatever, and they switch off to it. Everybody who's got a phone has probably got apps that they use all the time, apps that they download and then they just delete. And I think the skill in app development is actually coming up with an app that people want to use, and then once they've used, they want to repeat using it.
That would include, you know, developing that, the continuous development, if you like, of an app. So you're responding to maybe changes in technology or changes in what people are looking for.
Yeah, and also getting feedback and then sort of putting that feedback into practice. This is probably one of the most challenging areas for a small company, because development is very, very expensive. I think a lot of people think they just write you an email saying change this and that you just go on and just type it in. But it's so much more challenging than that. We've actually just advertised for a developer, to actually get a developer within the company, and finding, it's really important for us to find somebody or to advertise that and make sure that people who are disabled who are developers know about it also. So yeah, it's out there.
Now, you've come a long way since the humble beginnings of Neatbox, when it was an idea, because you now have these very popular apps which are growing, and you know, you're looking for more people to download these apps. But more importantly, so is the businesses, the service providers as well, particularly for Welcome, to say, do you know what, this will make a huge difference to us and our customers, let's have it.
That's really interesting, because when we started this, we asked ourselves the question, chicken or egg, what comes first, the users or the businesses? And the businesses would always say, how many users have you got? But of course, you're not going to get 10,000 users when there are no businesses using the app. So we actually learned through evolution that what you really need to do is get the businesses on board. Now, luckily, the businesses are out there saying, we need to improve services. And they have days like Purple Light Up, which was just recent, and last month, which was Purple Tuesday. These highlight that there is a need. They are one day, and you hope that any awareness you raise stays in people's minds. But ultimately, it's no use saying this needs to happen when you don't have a solution. So ultimately, it's for us as a company, it's just letting people know that we exist and letting people know that we want to help them get something better in their lives.
What are the companies that have said to you, yes, we want Welcome, we want to make a difference?
I'm very, very proud of the fact that we've got very, very, very big companies, and we've also got very, very small companies. So small company first, Pinnies and Poppy Seeds on St Mary's Street in Edinburgh. It's a shortbread shop. They have routine users of Welcome app coming in and providing services. And we love them. We've got other small ones as well. But the big ones are the likes of RBS. Now, RBS have launched it in Glasgow and Edinburgh, but also now in London with NatWest. Obviously, it's part of RBS. So NatWest branch in Tavistock in London is now using this system. Banks are a massive issue for people who are disabled going in, and of course, any disability, not just visual impairment. But Scottish Parliament are going to be launching shortly. That's a newsflash. And Scottish Government have installed it. But we've also got people like Falkirk Wheel and St Andrew's Links Golf Course. But also councils, Dundee Council, Stirling Council, increasingly people across the country showing real interest and spreading it everywhere. Ireland as well. I think that's the beauty, is that there is potential here for this to be totally international.
Is that a challenge for you then to take that internationally as well? Because what works here will work abroad.
Yeah, and I think anybody who looks at the size of a challenge doesn't take the first step. I have a great skill, which is only seeing one foot in front of my face. So I will take the step without getting too overawed by the enormity of the challenge. But yeah, this company and the services that it can offer, and indeed the services that should be offered, the potential is massive, massive, because technology, really, handheld technology and location services and proximity aware technology, it's in its infancy. You think back to when the car first was invented, who would have known that that would have led to so many different forms of transport? So yeah, it's in its infancy. It's the potentials for all around the world. But yeah, we focus very much on the UK market right now, but with the knowledge that, yeah, there is a massive potential.
And Welcome, you think to yourself, well, you know, how would I use Welcome? But when you say, you know, you go to the bank to get money, you may go to the shops for your groceries or to buy a gift, you may want to travel by train or by plane somewhere. And to do that independently is, you know, for myself as a guide dog owner, it's a massive thing. And to have an app, you know, not clunky equipment, I can have an app, I can have a little headset in my ear that will help me do that, it's a massive step.
Yeah, and I think that's the important part. You don't have to fill much in after you've signed up. All you do is you put in what you want to achieve that day. And that can be sometimes the greatest barrier for somebody with a hearing impairment, somebody with autism, somebody with dyslexia, somebody who's visually impaired, is explaining what you want to the person in the shop, if you can find somebody in the shop. And if you can break that barrier down, if you can then make sure that the system that we've got is in place, then it will do everything for you in the background. All you have to do is say what you want to achieve when you go there. So you don't have to put in, I have this, I would like you to do this. That's all covered by the system. So yeah, just makes it so much easier.
In terms of awards then, we talked briefly that you know, recently you're up against companies like Microsoft. The apps themselves have been award-winning.
Yeah, we were up against Microsoft and Facebook for Disability Smart Award for innovation, and we were joint second with Facebook. That's not bad. They're worth 70 billion. Microsoft won it. But then last week, we know it's a bit insane. Last week, we were in the final three for Accessibility Project of the Year for Airport Review. And we were up against Calgary Airport and Gatwick Airport for Welcome at Edinburgh Airport. And we were joint second with Gatwick. Now, you could say you didn't win, but my word, Gatwick, Calgary Airports, Microsoft and Facebook, and Neatbox. It's pretty phenomenal.
You're in
really
some big company.
Yeah, there's only two people in my company, Alan. Two people, some directors, and, well, every single disabled person in the UK and any place that we launch this are also members of this team. And that makes us the biggest company in the world.
You mentioned Purple Tuesday as well. That was a big thing. That's really something which can grow even more, because you're highlighting the fact around the world that people with disabilities have a lot of money to spend, and let's face it, it's money at the end of the day which companies are looking for. You know, that's what they've got to do, sell the product or provide the service. But if their websites aren't accessible, if their shops aren't welcoming and accessible, people with disabilities will go somewhere else.
We're highlighting these things on certain days, and that is fantastic, but we know what the public are like. Unless you are directly affected by a disability of some sort, either a friend of your family or yourself, it's very hard for that to stay in the forefront of your brain. So we highlight it on certain days, Global Accessibility Awareness Day, Purple Tuesday, Light Up, wherever it might be. But it's very easy for people to forget this. And what we've got to try and do as a society, not just as my company, but is to make sure that this is in the forefront of people's minds all the time. And that's difficult, because it's about education. Now, you can educate somebody in a certain business. But if 6 months later they move and somebody else comes along, you've got to educate that person. And when you think about the amount of education, there are so many things we need to talk to people about. And then you add on to that, that 75% of people who are disabled have a hidden disability. And my word, what we're asking too much of customer service teams or just anybody in society to know everything about the person who's just about to talk to them. So we want to help them as much as we possibly can.
Looking ahead then to 2019, what does next year hold for Neatbox?
Well, we're going to be increasing our staffing numbers, but probably, and I think I can always have an exclusive with yourself, Alan, we've not mentioned this to anybody, we're going to be doing a crowdfund in January. So a crowdfund is when you open up investment in your company to the world, and I'm very, very keen to have people who are disabled, who maybe have a couple of pennies that they want to invest, to actually get involved in the company and become shareholders in the company. And I think that's a massive part. That's January, and it's a bit of an exclusive for you guys. We've not mentioned it to anybody yet.
It's usually the people not just looking for profit, but people who believe in the product that are investing.
Yeah, and there are great examples of where this works. If you think about Barcelona Football Club, it's owned by the supporters. So they're involved. It's a brilliant way of saying this is not, I mean, it's an ethos of our company. This is, we don't go where we want. We go where our members want us to go. I love the idea that the ethos of the company is actually providing empowerment for the people that we serve. And ultimately, that's what this is about.
If I was to ask you, Gavin, then for 2018, was there one particular highlight that really stood out for you, that you could say 2018, here was the icing on the cake or the cherry on the cake? What would that be?
Wow, you're making me think very quickly. It's actually not too difficult to come up with something. And I know there's all these awards and things, but it's when somebody uses your app who you've never met, who then writes to you to say that changed the way that I did something. Jonathan, who went to St. Andrew's Links and had an amazing trip to St. Andrew's Links golf course where they treated him incredibly well. And it was just like, wow, that was brilliant, because he contacted us and said it was brilliant. And then there was a lady who's a blogger called Sassy Wyatt, who used Edinburgh Airport, had just heard about our app and used it on the way back after the festival, and then started blogging about it, saying everybody needs to have this. And then one other person, Kim Kemp, through in Glasgow, I did a talk to Muscular Dystrophy UK conference. And afterwards, she has just pretty much been a fangirl. She's just using the app everywhere she goes. She tells people about it. Now, yeah, truly, all the awards in the world mean nothing in comparison to somebody saying what you've done has changed my life positively. That's easily the best. I could mention a few more, but those are the best people. That's the best news.
Gavin, better luck with 2019. We'll continue to follow the progress of Neatbox. But for the moment, from everyone here at the radio station to all you guys there at Neatbox and all the customers as well, have a Merry Christmas, have a Happy New Year, and thanks for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
It is truly always a pleasure. Merry Christmas to you guys, and thanks so much for getting involved with us. We love what you do, and we love that you're interested in what we do.